The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. With this meeting of the Refreshment Club, we end our entertainment for the week and at the same time begin a new year. On behalf of our sponsor, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, we extend our best wishes to you for happiness throughout 1937. Quiet, please. The Refreshment Club will come to order. The roll call opens our session. Clark Dennis.
To be or not to be.
Ellen Jane Belke.
Yay, Johnny.
The Cadet.
Happy New Year.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
And the Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Happy New Year.
Don McNeil.
Hello.
All present. The meeting is yours, Don.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, boy, it's a pleasure to start the new year saying good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. Well, sir, it is Happy New Year. We're glad that you're up and able to take refreshment with us today. It's well of you to join us on the Refreshment Club this morning, this being New Year's. And, of course, all of us are full of good resolutions, I'm sure. I've made the same resolution now for the past 6 years, and I'm going to make it again. I resolved during 1937 to refrain from all puns. I know that puns are the lowest form of wit, and with things as they are, puns should be banned. So I'll never ban my efforts to pun again. Upon my word, I won't. All right. Walter is holding up an original sign over the boys this morning. It's one he thought up himself. It says, "Goodbye, 1936. Hello, 1937. And they greet you with a rumba from the big broadcast of 1937. La Bamba. Jane, let's kind of talk things over here the first day
Don?
Of 1937. Gee whiz, I wonder what's going to happen this year.
Gee, so do I.
A lot of us would like to know, I'm sure.
I just wonder.
You got any resolutions?
Yes, I've made one resolution, Don. That is not to see Johnny more than 7 days a week.
Oh, I see. Well, that's something. Things are going to go along in 1937, just about like 1936 then, I take it, huh?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, I do too. Of course, I suppose a lot depends on What happens in that New Year's play today with Clark, huh?
You're telling me.
I mean, if Johnny gets the part, or if Clark does, look at Clark over there in front of the mirror practicing scowling at himself.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Better let him alone. Poor guy's practicing, he's nervous as can be about
it. I feel awful sorry for him.
I do, too. You know, I can imagine Clark, if this play today were a Father Time thing, I can imagine Clark as Father Time with his size, but the idea of him as Hamlet sort of baffles me, yeah.
That's right. It does me, too.
He may do all right, though. I think he will. I've given a lot of coaching, you know.
Well, I've done a lot with Johnny, too.
Oh, well, I don't know. Guess we can't figure it out, huh?
Nope.
Let's see what's going to happen. See if we can sit down and kind of think there's a crystal in front of us and figure out what's going to happen to everybody this year, Helen.
Okay, Don.
See, let's put our heads together. Figuratively, of course.
The mic between
us. Yeah. You know, they say two heads are better than one.
For what?
Huh?
For what?
Well, I don't know. I knew I could never have two heads, but I made a small beginning by raising a double chin.
Oh.
Say, speaking of Johnny, did you know that science has discovered that the human body contains sulfur, haven't you?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, they say the amount of sulfur in the body differs, too. Of course, I guess that's why some girls make better matches than others. I wouldn't be surprised during 1937. Of course, I'm not predicting or anything. Huh?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not like one girl I know.
What'd she do?
She thinks that no man is good enough for her.
Oh, I'm not that way.
No. Do you think she may be right?
No, I don't think so.
I think she may be left, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I guess we'll just sit around here and figure things out, but I imagine that you better sing while we're doing that, don't you?
Okay, I will, Don.
What are you going to sing?
For sentimental reasons.
Things haven't changed a bit around here.
Although our love affair has broken, I treasure every memory. Somehow I measure every token as something heaven sent to me. For sentimental reasons, whenever I am blue, for sentimental reasons, I walk the avenue. In front of each shop window, I stop and I stare, gazing at things I plan for us to share. For sentiment, reason, when everything goes wrong, to bring me consolation, I hum your favorite song. I only hope you're happy, although you left me blue. Sentimental reason, I'm still in love with you.
Gosh, I wish you could see Clark Dennis. He's all excited about the Shakespeare play this afternoon. I've never seen anything like it. He's all dressed up in part of a leather jacket there. I don't know. It's his idea of a Shakespearean costume. He may be right. I don't know. I'm not very good on this authentic Shakespeare myself, but he's got part of his makeup on already. Boy, he's all excited. Hey, what's the idea of the revolver there, Clark? Hamlet never carried a revolver.
Yeah, but I'm not taking any chances, to be or not to be.
All right. You never can tell. Gee whiz, what a Hamlet. Boys, you're all going out to see Clark this afternoon, aren't you?
Oh boy,
it's going to be something. Well, here are the cadets. Al, Cal, Sam, and Lonnie. Said that too fast for my own good, yeah. Al, Cal, Sal, and Salami with Rio Fletcher at the piano. The boys are going to do a number called Alabama Bomb. They're going to introduce a little choo-choo in there. It's kind of a railroad number, all of their own. I think a railroad engineer must have built my radio. Whistles for every station. All right, boys. Alabama down.
Singing every old thing's in tune. Goodbye, blues. Nothing but laughter, morning and afternoon. Saw a rosebud in a store, so I'm going where there's more. Goodbye, blues. Troubles are over, I'll be in clover soon.
I'm Alabama
bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth. All I'm worth to put my fifties in and up a berth.
Just hear that choo-choo sound.
I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama.
I can hear that choo-choo whistle blow. Watch that engine when we start to roll.
Now in Baltimore, knocking at Dixie's door. What's that deal, Louisville? We passed that before.
Deals of cotton tell me where I am. Hear that fella yelling, Alabama.
Mammy, mammy, get your kisses ready for your honey lamb.
I'm just a
lucky hound. I have some wonderful arms around. That's why I'm shouting for the world to know. Here I go, I'm Alabama. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, boys. Very, very nice. Alabama bound. Well, all the boys have made their resolutions. They've resolved to get more exercise, such as walking between elevators instead of using their customary kitty car, because they feel this will eliminate all overweight and stiffness of the joint. In fact, since they made the resolve altogether, I guess it might be called a joint resolution. And Frankie Papila, who helped out the cadets in that number with the little choo-choos, has resolved that all married women should help their husbands wash the dishes. He's also resolved that he'll never be touched anymore when the front doorbell rings and he encounters a magazine salesman over 75 years of age working his way through college. He's resolved to track down the rumor that the automobile is here to stay and also to track down that rumor that walked off owing him 2 weeks' rent. But Frankie Papila's first resolution of 1937 better be to play Caprice de Nanette on the accordion. Frankie Papilla. That was very nicely done. Caprice and Annette. All right, now our recording secretary should have something to say about resolutions. How about it, Bob Denton?
Yes, I have. And most of the resolutions that we make today are concerned with things that we decide not to do. We promise ourselves not to do this and not to do that. Now, I'm going to suggest that you reverse things. That you resolve to enjoy the pause that refreshes with cold and frosty bottles of Coca-Cola in 1937. Ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere else. It belongs in your refrigerator at home. And this first day of the new year is a good time to decide to keep it there. Always ready to refresh yourself, your family, and your friends. All right, Don?
That's as well I'm in. Well, Clark, today's the day of the big play. This is the last chance I'll probably have to talk to you before the play goes on this afternoon. How do you feel?
Oh, a little shaky. I'm a little worried about everything but the to be or not to be. I got that down pat now, thanks to your coaching.
Oh, that's grand. I'll say you won't have any trouble, Clark. Shucks, you just get up there and give your all. All the boys here, we'll all be behind you.
Yes, I imagine.
They won't let us in backstage, we'll be in front of you, you know. We'll be there. Don't worry. Everything's going off all right, and you look swell in that outfit, Clark. Your makeup on everything you do. Really look swell. You didn't have to pad your legs out or anything for the part. You look grand. And don't worry about Johnny, in spite of what Helen Jane may say.
Never mind. I don't think he's got a chance, you know. The coach told me that he had his mind on something else, you know, probably love.
Yes. Sure, you won't have to worry about that. Everything's going to be all right. And remember, actors are always charitable to each other.
Yes.
I never found one yet that wouldn't take somebody else's part. He got a chance. But it'd be all right, Clark. You just get in there and fight. Jeez, this poor guy's going around muttering to himself. I better try and take his mind off this thing. Here, I'll give you a riddle, Clark. That'll take your mind off it. What did the cat get when she crossed the desert on Christmas Day?
St. Nicholas.
No, Sandy Claus, you oaf. I rehearsed you now. You'll have to do better than that. Well, you'll be all right, Clark. Who does Shakespeare call the greatest chicken killer in his plays? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
Huh? Macbeth.
Oh.
Because he did murder most foul. But, Clark, you'll be all right. Just keep your mind on everything. Sing Will I Ever Know. We'll all be out there behind you, boy. Don't worry. Everything's going to go all right.
Will I ever know the joy of living lost in the spell of night? Sharing its rare delight in somebody's arms? Will I ever find those arms around me, lips that are pressed to mine, making this world divine? Will I ever know? The moment that I see her, I will know her, no matter how impossible it seems. I know just what she'll do, I know just what she'll say. We have met before in dreams. Will I ever know that happy ending, like in a book or play, when someone leads the way to love? Oh, will I ever know that happy ending, like in a book or someone leads the way to love?
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with Auld Lang Syne. Thank you. what will the new year mean to you? What has it in store, good or ill? Listen to this poem by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, included in her collection of poems of sentiment, published by the W.B. Conkey Company. Maybe it'll help you face 1937 unafraid. New Year, I look straight in your eyes. Our ways and our interests blend. You may be a foe in disguise, but I shall believe you a friend. We get what we give in our measure. We cannot give pain and get pleasure. I give you goodwill and good cheer, and you must return it, New Year. We get what we give in this life, though often the giver indeed waits long upon doubting and strife, ere proving the truth of my creed. But somewhere, someway, and forever, reward is the need of endeavor. And if I'm really worthwhile, New Year, you will give me your smile. You come with a crown on your brow, New Year, without blemish or spot. And yet you and not I, sir, must bow, for time is servant of thought. Whatever you bring me of trouble shall turn into good, and then double, if my spirit looks up without fear to the source that you came from, New Year. And if you like to look back a little bit, as a lot of people do on New Year's Day, maybe an old song will help revive your memory. The cadets have one like that for you today. Oh, You Beautiful Doll.
Honey dear, want you near, just turn out the light and then come over here. Nestle close up to my side, my heart's afire with love desire. In my arms, rest complete, I never thought that life could ever be so sweet, till I met you some time ago. But now you know, I love you so. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll, let me put my arms about you, I can never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll, if you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I wanna hug you, but I fear you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you, I can never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I wanna hug you, but I fear you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll.
Well, sir, I hope that during 1937, you'll allow us to come into your homes and keep them open to us. Take us in and let us be part of your family, as you've been so kind in doing during the latter part of 1936. I think we've gotten to know each other a little better now, and we appreciate all you've done for us in taking us into your homes and making you part of our family circle, and you doing likewise for us. I hope that during 1937 you'll have the minimum of hard luck. Everything will turn out just the way you want it to. I hope we can please you with our music and the little fun we have around here. Hope Clark does all right this afternoon. I know he will. You'll hear about that Monday. And say, I thought maybe today, and Walter thought too, that you'd like hearing a little bit of an opera to start 1937. It's one of the grand works of Smetana, from his opera, The Bartered Bride. Remember, The Dance of the Comedians. Walter, please.
Thank you.
So ends another week of refreshment clubbing together. We'll be back again Monday. So be sure to be at your radio then to hear Helen Jane Belkey, Clark Dennis, and what happens at the New Year's play today, Joan and her escort, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, and yours truly, Don McNeil, wishing you a refreshing weekend and reminding you to remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.